Bez Hashem, continuing Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Kuf Samech, share number 92. We're discussing the halachas of Psuchos and Stumos in regards to writing the tefillin. And we said that the same way that the parashas are written in the Sefer Torah, this is how we have to write them in the tefillin Shel Yad. Specifically the tefillin Shel Yad, not the tefillin Shel Rosh, because the tefillin Shel Rosh are written on separate parashiyos. However, we did say as well, l'chatchila, it is best to also write the parashiyos in the Tefillin Shel Rosh with the proper psuchos and stumos. What does it mean, psuchos? So we said that there is a nine-letter space that precedes the next paragraph. It's pesuach, it's open. As opposed to sasum, you don't have this nine-letter space.
You're talking about the edge of the parchment.
The edge of the end of one paragraph. See how the space is over here? Uh-huh. Before the next paragraph. These are the first three parashas are psuchos, and then the third parasha is stuma. It's awesome. Doesn't have that. Because Shema, we said according to one opinion over here is aligned where it's not pesuach. The meaning the next paragraph is sasum. The next paragraph is sasum.
Is nine
nine letters?
Is it nine spaces? Is that halacha l'moshe Messina?
That's a good question. I don't remember
if it's
a halacha l'moshe Messina. I mean, it could be a different limud. That I don't know, remember if it's a halacha l'moshe Messina. But we did see nine letters, and the letters that we saw are used are aleph shin resh. In other words, yeah, of letters you could also have yud yud yud, nine yuds, and that's it's a much smaller space, right? So it's the aleph shin resh, aleph shin resh, aleph shin resh. Those are the letters that we want to be using to create this nine letters. Okay, then we said also that there is the Mechaber says if the last parish of Hayim Shemaya is the last paragraph, let's read the words of Yasa Kol Parshas Psuchos, and if the last paragraph is supposed to be Stuma and it's not Stuma, Imshin Apostle. If you're Mishana, if you made the last paragraph not sasim but psuach psuchos, Mechara says apostle, and then we said Mechara. The Ramah says that there are those that are machshir b'di'eved. B'di'eved, it's okay to make the last paragraph of Ayim Shemaya psuchos as well. Now, we left off. We are interesting statement. The Ramah tells us over medinas elu noyagim. We're in the Ramah. Af parsha vayim shmaya b'roish hashita kishar parshas. The Ramah says that the minig is to bedavka make the last paragraph psuchos, not stumos. Even though it seems like we're creating a lechatchila b'di'eved now, because lechatchila we really said the last paragraph should be stumos. It's awesome. Now we're saying the minig is to make it Psuchos, like the first previous three. Let's see the Mishra on this in Sif Katan Kuf Samech. I'm going to read a little also with the Oiz V'Hadar additional words here. This will help. I'm not sure if it's a little confusing to you. It's confusing to me. Hopefully this will help with less confusion. So the Mishnah says in Sifkan Kuf Samech, after lechatchila mitzvah lasois or yisah stuma, even though lechatchila really the parasha of Ayim Shemoy should be stuma, gam la yesh machshirim, even according to the yesh machshirim, because what do the yesh machshirim say? They say that b'di'evit is kosher, which means what? Lechatchila you should make it the last parasha stumos, not psuchos, right? Yeah.
I'm just
back inside in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, Why? Because that's the way it's written in the Torah. It's a stuma, and we follow what's in the Torah. That's the paradigm of how to write it. Vim Kain says the Mishnah further, Haminig hazeh, this minig, to make it psucha, the last paragraph, Vayim Shmei, to make it psucha, who shall like a hagen? It's incorrect. Right? So what are we doing here? Mikomokoim hetikur amo. Since b'dieved it is kosher in all scenarios, even if you made the last paragraph of Shmaya psucha, v'yashel asoyso stuma l'divyakol. Now, everyone will agree.
Can I just ask
what? Middle of a sentence. Yeah. Everyone will agree. You cannot make all four paragraphs stuma. That's for sure.
Okay.
You cannot make all four paragraphs stuma, but okay, as the Shulchan Aruch will continue to explain the opinion of the Rosh, that you cannot make all four stuma. But there is an opinion that says you can make all four psuchis, right? Now I'm going to read here these words of the Oiz V'Hadar of a tefillin Iyashu Lekayim. In Parashas Shema, Va'isa Shura, you cannot fulfill this approach of Parashas Shema in the same line, Shemaschil in Parashas Vayim Shemaya, Hoyol v'chol Parashas Nichteves Ba'amud B'fnei, because by Tefillin, each Parasha is written in a different column. You have four separate columns, and then it's rolled together. Now we're talking what again? Primarily discussing here Tefillin Shel Yad. L'chein yesh la'achzik b'minag hazeh, Sh'ois in Parashas Vayim Shemaya, Psucha. Why? Why should we take this approach of making the parasha of V'hayim Shmaya Psucha? Says the Mishnah Brura, that shouldn't look bad on the first ones. V'haynu she'af she'ein shum inyan la'asoyis l'chadchila Psucha, even though there's no inyan to make it Psucha. And he says Adurab, just the opposite. L'chayra adefayil la'asoyis estuma. It would have been better to make that last parasha stuma, according to the Rambam. Almost finished. You're going to get the thought here. Mikol makom, ein l'shanois haminig sharei belav hachi iav shalotzei sidei kol hashitos b'dieved bevadei kasha. His point is like this, and we'll take your question in a second. His point is, we can't fulfill everybody, all opinions. Normally speaking, there is a mahalach, there's an approach we have in halacha, which is, if you could fulfill the opinions of different Rishonim, different Poskim, we try to do so. Why should we do something that can, other opinions will say it's not permissible, it's forbidden. Here, you cannot do that. Therefore, we're taking an approach that will work. Yes, it's a b'diyeved, but across the board it will work. At the end of the Mishmur and Sifkan Kuf Samach, the Mishmur brings from the Magen Avraham in the name of the Lechem Chamudos that this is the correct approach to do, like the Rama is saying. However, Medivri Lavush and the Gra, Smash Mashi Yoyis Etoiv Lasas Kemashi Kazav Shulchan Aruch. You hear this? The Gra and the Lavush, they both say to do like the Shulchan Aruch.
Wow.
That what? Sheinich Revach test oisiyos, leave a space of 9 letters in the beginning of the first shura of Vahim Shemaya. That's this paragraph over here. That's this one. That's why I don't want you to look at that one because it was too confusing. We weren't up to it yet. The Gra and the Lavush will say, like in the picture here on the screen, leave this space of 9 letters. Okay. And Shabbaivin Zen Nechsheves Stuma Ledas Rami, because this, ready for this now? This is considered to be Stuma according to the Ramba. Okay, however, it's considered to be Stuma according to the Ramba. However, Ra'ay Mishnah Brura, Holland Fine Shavidas Achroinim Heich Yesh Lenog L'mais. Okay, so we're going to see in Kuf Samach Dalid what the bottom line will be. Kusam Achdal, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but we'll get there, Mr. Shem. Okay. Now, just once again, the reason for any confusion that might exist is because we have Machlokes Rishonim over here. and Achrayinim, exactly how do you define Stuma? How do you define Psucha? And not only is that the machlek, it's also the machlek is what's the bottom line? How do you put it in there? In the save in the Tillin.
That's right.
Sifkot in Kuf Samach Aleph, where the Ramaz says, we have the meaning of parish of Shvayim Shemoya in the beginning, the beginning of the row, just like the other parishes. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. What about Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? Right? Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. So we have two approaches. You can open up the Tefillin and see what's in there, or we can say, how do you write it? Not from Z to A, but A to Z. V'chein b'tfilin Rabbeinu Tam, she'koytze koydim parashas Shema, she'ba'omun ha'achrayin, which you write parashas Shema before the last column, v'shuv koytze ba'omun she'lefnei zeh as parashas Vayim Shemaya, so Vayim Shemaya is before Shema. That's the whole machloikas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the order of the parashas. So, it one can raise the question, so how do you write the psuchas and stumas? Yase gamken kulam psuchis. She make all the parishes of Rabbeinu Tam psuchis. And if he minig haramah, last is kulon psuchis. Like the minig of the ramah, to make all them psuchis. So in the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishmur is telling us over here, the correct approach is to write all the parishes psuchis. Now, we now continue on the top of the next page. At the end of Kaddish Li, we leave a space, a blank space, that you have enough area to write 9 letters. At the end of Parsha Shema, we call it justified. We don't leave it blank. You know what? We're going to hold off on that last sentence. Let's take a look here in Kuf Samach Beis. Sif Katin Kuf Samach Beis. If you leave the space of 9 letters, what did you just accomplish? You made it a psucha, right? This we all have. Whether according to the Rambam, whether according to the Rosh. Kishe hishir cholok kedei tesha oisiyos b'soif shita ha-tachtoyna ba'omun ha-koydem, when you leave a space on the previous column of 9 letters, right? Then you make it a psucha. V'im lo yischa b'roish ha-shita, elo hiniach ma'at revach afilo pachos mitesha oisiyos, hari parashas nikris stumu la-harambam. If you didn't leave a space, im lo yischa b'roish ha-shita, at the beginning of the line, a space of only a small space, elo ma'at revach, a small space, even less than 9 letters, according to the Rambam, it's called a stuma. Now, why is this? Dilishitosai, now I'm reading now from the Oiz V'Hadar to help explain what's going on. Dilishitosai, Parsha Psucha, according to the Rambam, Parsha Psucha is specifically if it begins at the beginning of the row. Once again, according to the Rambam, Parsha Psucha is specifically begins at the beginning of the row. Ava kishemascheles be'emtza ha-shita, but it begins in the middle of the row. Middle doesn't have to mean specifically middle, but further down. Even though there is a space at the end of 9 letters, the Rambam calls that stuma. Because once I start not at the beginning, not justified, not at the beginning of the line, according to the Rambam, that's called psucha. I'm sorry, that's called stuma. But Prima Godim Kasav, Prima Godim writes, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Da'afilu im lo himshich lifnim hashita b'roish kadosh kol bachar, even if you did not continue im lo himshich lifnim hashita b'roish kadosh kol bachar rak kishir ois achas ois shtayim, Gamkin yesh loymed the pasul. That's what I was saying earlier. Remember I said earlier, might have been the recorder was off when we had this having the conversation, that in the beginning of the line, if you leave a space of one or two letters, the Bimigadim says it's pasul. The soif soif lo hischila hapayasha betchila sashura v'nachsheves kastuma. Because now that paragraph is going to be viewed as a stuma, not a psucha. And if it's supposed to be a psucha, so that's why it's possible. But tzorich even bazed the shema b'shir katan kol kach adai nechsheves k'tchilas hashita. He says here, now the ma'is of the mishmur says, tzorich even, what's tzorich even? Tzorich even means this, that the Prima Gadim says is possible. Maybe if it's just a word or two, a letter or two, it's still considered to be in the beginning of the paragraph. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, if it's already five letters, okay, that you could say is too far from the beginning of the paragraph. But one or two letters, maybe it's still considered to be close enough to the beginning. That's the tzarchin part. You have to delve into the topic more. Now the Mishmur brings from one of the achrayim, known as the Maimer Mordechai, and he says de'in l'hachrim b'zeh b'dieved, that if it's only a couple letters past the beginning, b'dieved is still okay. The shilafi daita, because according to the Maimer Mordechai, a parsha stuma is nechsheves rak im hiskel lekoisva be'emsa shitas, only if you start writing it in the middle of the line. But one and two letters, if you start writing one and two letters in, it's not called stuma. It's still called psucha. And if the parsha has to be a psucha, you fulfilled your obligation. Good?
Yes, sir.
Right? Once again, if it's supposed to start at the beginning of the line, and you started it one or two letters into the line, so we're saying that little difference might not be considered to be a stuma, but it could still be a psucha.
Wait, psucha was the well-defined thing, right? Psucha was well-defined.
We're talking about the previous paragraph had that space of nine letters.
Oh, okay.
I knew that's what you're referring to, right?
All
right. Yeah. Now, v'akol panim lechatchila yesh lizor bezeh ma'oid. You should be very careful with this. That, in other words, if the paragraph is supposed to begin at the beginning of the paragraph, don't start one or two letters in. Shevi leprima gadim ba'oifin zenech sheves stum. Because according to Prima Gadim, you start one or two letters in, it's called a stuma, and not a psucha. Now, even though we said the Maimer Mordechai says that it might not be a problem, but still, lechatchila says the Mishnah Brura, you should be careful to make sure you start, if it's supposed to be in the beginning of the paragraph, don't start one, two letters in. Im hishir kishir tevas asher, nearly ala shin reish, nearly the yej lahachmei afilu b'dievet. So Mishpura says, if you left a space in the beginning of the line that has enough room to write the three letters of aleph, shin, reish, so you hear what's going on now? He says, b'dievet, it's possible. You hear that? Such a small, minute of a difference. You look at the ksav. The soif will show it to you. Oh, this is beautiful. It says, you know what this reminds you of? This reminds you of sometimes you have the most gorgeous esrik. It happens to me all the time. The most gorgeous esrik. But there's one halachic invalidating factor to this esrik, and it makes it a possum midaraisa. And that's what we're discussing here as well. I'm sure other people have had that scenario also. That you find this beautiful esrog. So here you have the klaf. It's gorgeous. Everything, the A to Z. The problem is, he started that first paragraph. That paragraph he started three letters in. When it's supposed to be from the beginning of the line, it's possible now.
Even though the last paragraph didn't end at the line. You see that?
That's you know what the problem is here?
That's the issue that we're defining it differently.
Well, yeah, that is one issue.
The whole thing seems to be right.
We know that you can start the paragraph at the beginning of the line or nine letters in. Not three letters in. What's three letters? Three letters already after Alush and Reish is already a definitive, right. You're in no man's land. You're not in the beginning. You're not nine letters in. Mm-hmm. So you're not a psucha. Are you a stuma? What are you over here? Right? Now, two letters, it could still be considered, perhaps, according to some, that it's like there's still a beginning. But if it's, you know, it, just to think for a second, like when you write, you know, in the old days, they make an indentation. I don't know, nowadays, things, it seems like certain rules change, but But if you make, you're supposed to make an indentation, a new paragraph, and you make a little indentation, well, what is that? Is that a new paragraph or is not a new paragraph? It's not definitive enough of what you just did. That's similar to what we're saying here as well. Let's see further, just to finish this piece here. Now, why is this a problem if you have the Aleph Shin Resh space of the word Asher, because you can write six small yuds. And once you can already write six small yuds of a space there, it's a whole different parasha, literally. Now, according to the Taz, Everyone agrees you can combine to call it a stuma, a parasha stuma. It's a sealed parasha. Afilu loy hoya harevach shel ma'ila, if you don't have the space on top of the beginning of the parasha or in the bottom, only kashir teisha oisiyos ktanois aydei tziruf. What does this mean? He explains it over here. Vayno shaladasa taz meniach ma'at revach b'soif ashura. According to Taz, if you leave a little space at the end of the row and a little space in the beginning of the parasha of the next one. Even though, in all scenarios, the space is less than nine letters, the Taz has a leniency that we combine the two spaces together. We combine the two spaces. L'revach shel parasha stuma. And even if it's a small space of nine small letters, what's nine small letters? The yod, nine small yods. Gamkein mik mahani leparsha stuma. It's going to be considered to be parsha stuma, just like the Prima Godim says. Harei, what comes out? Let's just finish over here. Siv kadin kusam of beis. The mashikos of a Rambam. This is what the Rambam says, that you should leave a space of nine letters at the end of the row, and you should leave a space on the next row afterwards. That's considered to be stuma. That's what the Rambam learns stuma. Nine space letters at the end of one row, and then the next one as well. Hushir koton ma'oid. It could be a very, according to the way that Taz is learning the Rambam, where you combine the spaces on the bottom into the base space on the top, it's a very small space. It's not a larger space that we were talking about. And we will stop here and pick up Mitzvah from Kuf Samach Gimel next time. Very good question that was just asked, which was, why do you need these spaces? And the answer, which I should have said earlier, is, ready for this? It's what the Chazal tell us, which we're all familiar with, to give Moshe Rabbeinu revach lihisboinein, bein parasha leparasha. We're all familiar with this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Revach Lizbayim, which means time to contemplate what he was just taught. I used to have a Chavrusa. This man was like a brilliant, you know. Normally when you learn with a Chavrusa, you read, and then you translate and explain. We read, and he said, okay. We read, he said, okay. Let me tell you, the Chavrusa didn't last too long. I couldn't keep up with him. His brain didn't need time to contemplate. He contemplated, he understood everything, you know. So that's the reason for the spaces.
Right,
that's true. That's why we have these spaces, and that's why they have to be written in the correct way, and that's what we're learning over here. Okay.